I would like to welcome His Excellency Archbishop Flavio Pace from the Vatican.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Esther.
Why did you consider it important to come and join us in this ecumenical week?
Oh, first of all, for the kind invitation from all the Christian leader and representative and the Christian Council of Churches here in Sweden. And so when you are invited, you feel that they need your presence, not because you are the only one, but because we are a family. And when only one in a family miss, all the family is not the same.
Men för 100 år sedan, när Svenska kyrkans ärkebiskop Nathan Söderblom bjöd in till det stora ekumeniska mötet i Stockholm, var katolska kyrkan inte med, eftersom kyrkan inte hade samma syn på ekumeniken då. Alltså saknades Petrus 1925, eller Peter som ärkebiskop Pace kallar honom. En hänvisning till att påven ses som efterträdare till Jesu lärjunge Petrus, som enligt traditionen blev den första biskopen av Rom.
For the historical reason and different perspective, Peter was not present. And so I am not Peter, but I'm representative of the Holy Father. I shared the message, and so for me is a joy, as an honor, to be present in this beautiful, beautiful and inspiring week.
Och som påve Leo den 14:s sändebud till ekumeniska veckan hade ärkebiskop Flavio Pace med sig ett budskap från påven som lästes upp i pingströrelsens största kyrka, Philadelphia-kyrkan i Stockholm, där internationella och lokala kyrkoledare hade samlats för att fira den ekumeniska rörelsen.
We would like you to welcome the secretary at the Dicastery for Promoting Christian Unity, His Excellency Archbishop Flavio Pace, who will give us a message from His Holiness Pope Leo XIV. Welcome.
Why the Catholic Church was not represented at that first gathering, I can affirm with humility and joy that we stand with you today as fellow disciple of Christ. Recognizing that what unites us is far greater than what divides us. This week, as you dialogue and celebrate together, I am pleased that my delegation is able to be present as a sign of the Catholic Church's commitment to continuing the journey of praying and working together wherever we can for peace, justice, and the good of all. May the Holy Spirit, who inspired the Council of Nicaea and who continues to guide us all, deepen your fellowship this week and awaken fresh hope for the unity which the Lord so ardently desires among his followers. With this sentiment, I pray that the peace of Christ be with you all. Pope Leo XIV.
Ärkebiskop Flavio Pace är sekreterare i det som kallas Dikasteriet för främjandet av kristen enhet i Vatikanen. Ett råd som på uppdrag av påven arbetar med just ekumeniska frågor.
The Holy Father pointed out about the two anniversary, the big anniversary of 1700 Council of Nicaea and the 100th the centenary of the Stockholm conference. With Nicaea, we were the father of Nicaea were called to stay together to define in front of the world and inside of the churches the divinity of Jesus and making the profession of faith a way of unity and not division among the Christians at that time. And the Stockholm conference was the same, a call to stay together after the wound of the first world war to rebuild together not only on the profession of faith, but with an action, we are called to be the manifest expression of the Holy Trinity, to live in communion, as disciple, and we are together disciples, not only one.
Och ärkebiskopen var glad åt de många tillfällen som gavs under veckan för dialog och teologiska samtal, men också över att få ta del av de olika traditionernas uttrycksformer för gudstjänst och tillbedjan.
Because first of all there are many possibility to have a table of dialogue with the deep understanding of some reflection about peace, justice with different voices from all the churches. So the possibility to have like a theological dialogue only to, but especially to share this experience of dialogue with other delegates and also with the people of Sweden or Stockholm. And then the possibility to worship together in different churches according to different tradition, and so the expression of the faith in different way, and respecting the other. We are not mixing together, but respecting the different tradition and listening and learning from each other.
Ekumeniska veckans upplägg borde delas med och spridas till fler länder, menar arkebiskop Flavio Pace, eftersom det inte bara blev en mötesplats för dialog mellan kyrkoledare utan också stärkte samhörigheten mellan de lokala kyrkornas medlemmar. I länder där ekumeniken är utmanande skulle upplägget vara till stor hjälp, tror Pace.
I think that the format of the Ecumenical Week of Stockholm has to be taken also to for in other continent, in other country, especially where the ecumenical journey is more challenging and difficult because of historical reason. And so the possibility to have experience together, inviting delegates from outside, and also inspiring the people in the local community. So I think that the format has to be shared also everywhere, because is empowering the ecumenical dialogue, because offering not only the experience that the ecumenical dialogue is among leader, but is a dialogue with leader and with the people.
En dryg månad före ekumeniska veckan i Stockholm deltog ärkebiskop Pace i ett annat internationellt firande. I Rom samlades då 1 miljon unga katoliker från 146 länder till det som kallades Youth Jubilee. Från Sverige deltog drygt 160 ungdomar.
Even if it was the jubilee of young Catholic, there was a ecumenical delegation, for example, from Finland, from Romania, so for the Orthodox world, also for the Lutheran and Reformed Church. And the occasion was, especially in the vigil, was impressive because you say, it's the Pope with the young people. But the reality, the central part of the vigil on Saturday night was the Pope inside the people, because he was one of the people in front of Jesus. So it was an experience that 1 million people, young people from everywhere, were worshiping Lord, the Lord, not the Pope, the Lord.
Och ärkebiskop Pace tror att när kyrkorna samlas på det här sättet så kan det ge nya och fördjupade insikter av hur vi som kyrkor lever en hållbar tro tillsammans. Där inte minst de unga förväntar sig att kyrkan ska förmedla en trovärdig och sann bild av evangeliet.
One of the best things in this ecumenical week was the engagement of many young people. I saw yesterday in both the events, but also today, the importance to offer to them the, because the young in this current time are they are people of hope. And they offer hope, and they asking to us as adult, say, please offer to us a credible image of the gospel, a credible image of the church. And this this experience is a possibility to live and to offer to them also a new way to understand, to need the gospel, to read the gospel, and to live the gospel together.
And do you think that it will make some real change, or is it just symbolical that we are meeting together?
No, the real change is only think that it's possible to live together. It's possible to listen to each other. It's possible to do something together. We have to go on and go deep in the dialogue, the theological dialogue, in the deep understanding of different tradition, posing questions and receiving answer. But we have also to the possibility to offer the prophecy of the Christian life, staying together because we are all disciples of Christ. And Christ is not mine, it's not yours, but Christ is Christ and we are disciples of him.
Temat för ekumeniska veckan, tid för Guds fred, förpliktigar även kyrkan, menar ärkebiskop Pace. Även om freden är Jesu gåva måste kyrkan ta sitt ansvar och leva som hon lär för att kunna dela med sig av den frid och fred som Jesus förkroppsligade.
First of all, the war everywhere, and especially the war when Christians are not only victims but also actors of this violence, shows us that also our education fails.
There is unfortunately a separation between faith and life among many, many people in all our community at different level. Sometimes it can happen also in church leader that I profess faith but I live in another way. So we have to restart from the original gospel, that is the gospel of the peace, because as you mentioned, your team was it's time for God's peace, not for the peace that everyone speak about, but he doesn't live about it.
The possibility to go on, to go back, that the risen Lord, they say, my peace I give you, not we as the world give peace, but my peace. So we have to go back to Jesus and receive from him the gift of peace, because he is the peace among us. And so following him and living with him, we can live and offer the gift of the peace, because it's not our own gift, but the gift of the Lord.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, a great heartfelt thank to all the Christian churches in Sweden, all the volunteers, the beautiful people I had the occasion to meet here. It's very, very impressive and a great witness also to empower my service to the ecumenical journey in the Vatican.